MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Ruidoso residents and business owners impacted by the recent wildfires and floods are wondering when the federal government and state are going to pick up the pace on dishing out assistance. The village held a recovery town hall meeting on Wednesday, giving residents a platform to voice their concerns. A majority of Ruidoso residents are concerned about debris removal, temporary housing, and what's being done about future flooding. Village councilors said they're working to address concerns. Now, there is another recovery and resource town hall on September 21st, and New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has indicated she will be in attendance. And it's an unusual project, two decades in the making, but an Alamogordo nonprofit is working to build the largest permanent labyrinth in New Mexico as a space for people to go, unwind, and de-stress. The Trinity Turtle Healing Labyrinth Park is working to expand it into the biggest permanent labyrinth in the United States. Now, what started as a slab of concrete has already become a labyrinth in the shape of a turtle's head. It will now be expanded to include the turtle's body and tail and cover 26 acres. Total cost will be more than $750,000, but most of that has already been raised through donations over the last 18 years. The state's Outdoor Recreation Division awarded another $100,000 for the project. The park is open 24/7, and anyone is welcome to visit. The plan is to finish the full labyrinth by December. And the New Mexico striped skunk is getting ready to tackle cooler weather by getting out earlier in the evening to bulk up on food. So if you see a skunk, even if they haven't tried to warn you off, the best thing to do is to give them their space. Also worthy of note that black bears are also getting ready for hibernation. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.